My name's Dave Nicandri. I'm the director of the Washington State Historical Society, and our program today is coming from the Washington State History Museum in downtown Tacoma, where we have on view the current big narrative exhibition of the museum, The West the Railroads Made. And our guest today is one of the co-curators and co-authors of the companion volume, Carlos Schwantes. Carlos is the Endowed Professor of Transportation Studies at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, and is a well-known figure in the history of the American West, specializing in transportation history, and whose notable early work is a magnificent volume in its own right, Railroad Signatures Across the Pacific Northwest. Carlos, let's start with your former book on railroad signatures that I highlighted. You wrote that 15, 20 years ago.
I did.
How has your understanding and appreciation of railroad history changed since you wrote that book?
Well, it's gotten much broader, and since I wrote that book, I've been able to travel abroad and put things in a comparative perspective. When I wrote that book, I accepted certain things as givens, and after being in the mother country of railroads, England, I saw that there were alternatives that could have happened that for various reasons didn't happen. And so I think in the West the Railroads Made, there's a broader perspective on the impact of the railroads on the West than there was in the earlier book.
I see. Now, you and Jim, in your narrative, I think one of your more interesting points is you talk about how the railroads were quickly seen as an evolving technology or an evolving interest as a very significant development in all of the important observers and commentators of the day, 1830s, 1840s, were quick to pick up on the significance, including such people as Henry Thoreau, Ralph Waldo Emerson. Try to give us some feel for how these great thinkers were conceiving of and making sense of this new technology.
There seemed to be no limit to the imagination when it came to thinking about the railroad and its impact. They could obviously see the impact of the railroad almost from day one. It changed the way commerce flowed. It was an impressive technology just in its own right because it was smoking and it made a clanking noise. And where the tracks went, you could see where the trains would go, and there was always this track network, the support structure that was visible in the landscape, even if there was no locomotive in sight. And so many people pondered the meaning of the railroad, including, as you mentioned, Henry David Thoreau. But one of my favorites, which we didn't mention, was Nathaniel Hawthorne, who actually wrote an essay called The Celestial Railroad, where he compares the life of an individual, I believe it's a typical Christian life, on the way to heaven, and how the devil used the railroad to fool him and make him think he was going to heaven the easy way, and it ends and he ends up on the wrong side of the Celestial River with heaven on one side and the railroad ending on the other. So people use the railroad as a metaphor for many, many things, and it's telling how deeply it penetrated the American consciousness that authors, painters, sculptors, and so forth used the railroad in their work.
For a complete look firsthand of the exhibition The West the Railroads Made, co-curated by authors Carlos Schwantes and James Ronda, please visit the Washington State History Museum in Tacoma now through January 24th, 2009.